Research shows that the people who are most concerned with the environment are women with children. Companies aiming their products at this market sector therefore need to be more aware of the environment. We can see the massive success of The Body Shop as coming from this fact. The Body Shop sells cosmetics, and cosmetic products are primarily bought by adult women. Firms who want to advertise their product in a greener way must be careful of a number of points. Firstly, the green consumer is not stupid. In many cases, products which have not been changed or are obviously not environmentally sound have received new greener advertising. The green advertising of non-green products can often anger the consumer and can lead to a drop in sales instead of an increase. Organizations such as Greenpeace and Friends of the Earth organize campaigns against companies who try to cheat the consumer in this way. Another possible risk in carrying out green advertising is that if you emphasize the greener aspects of one of your products, you risk shining a bad light on other products in the product line. For this reason, before starting with a green advertising campaign, a company should give the entire firm a green audit. That is, they should look at every part of their organization which does damage to the environment. A firm must also study its facts carefully before going green. If the facts presented in the ad are not true, the advertising can have a negative instead of a positive effect. Some companies have learned this the hard way. The Rover Car Company is an example.